right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he comforts you, he gives you all his love, he pours out his spirit, and you become more strong and wise in the Lord. You put him first. You stand firm in the faith. You fight the good fight. You stay on that narrow path. And know that you are not lonely because he is with you. Amen. And I hope that your mental health gets better as well day by day, because the enemy loves to attack our minds. He likes to attack our situations and people around us, you know. So let us be strong when we're around negative demonic environments or negative people or just the devices of the enemy. You get what I'm saying? So today's message, I just want to continue the book of Genesis reading as I go along with this series. And I'm going to continue from chapter 6 and forward. And this is the part where Noah is about to get into the ark and God is about to flood the whole earth and wipe away all the wickedness and violence, you know. So I'm just going to dig into that, add my commentary, and then, you know, add some prayer and close out from there. All right. So I hope you all had a good, strong, blessed day today. I hope that you all improved in some area of your life, whether it's you improved your mental health or you improved your finances, you improved your physical health or what have you. I'm supportive of it. I'm encouraging you on to it. I just hope that you got closer to the Lord today. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just going to go through this reading and then go from there. All right. So here we go. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair and beautiful. And they took them as wives, at which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it made the Lord regret that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it made me regret making them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's powerful. You know, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was just a man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them on the earth, destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without, within and without pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt set thou on the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. See, the thing with God, the thing with the Lord is that he's very merciful and gracious, but when he is angry and he pours out his wrath, you know, it's some people going to get, you know, weeded out from it. You know what I mean? In order to get rid of wickedness or evil, you have to weed it out through disaster, destruction, violence or things of that nature. You get what I mean? So the Lord was very angry with people on earth. So he had to weed it out. All right. So he even has angels of death that also follow God's commands and orders as well when it comes to destroying the people or a place or certain parts of the land when people are disobedient or corrupt in God's eyes, right? So throughout all that earth, only Noah was righteous. So that's a very powerful thing. That an example to have that is, if we're around a bunch of negative people or, you know, bad examples, let us be lights of the world. let us be good examples for the Lord. You get what I'm saying? No matter what environment we're in, we always show a good example of Christ. You feel me? So let's keep reading. But with thee I shall establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy son's wife with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall bring into the ark. To keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after this kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou thee all the food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for the food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And the Lord said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen the righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take it to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made, I will destroy it from the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that God commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his son's wife with them, into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creep upon the earth. There went in two and two into Noah into the ark, the male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after these 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creep upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein as the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. So those examples, you just see how important it is to obey God. When God tells you to do something, you do it immediately. It's a sense of urgency. You obey right away. Do not delay it. Do not make excuses. Do not push it off, all right? Because it's very important to obey the Lord, especially when he's trying to save your life and look out for you and those around you. You get what I'm saying? And you have to remember, Christ also compared these times that were into the days of Noah. So as Noah kept building that ark for God and kept obeying him, we have to keep building for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have to keep building for the kingdom as Christ returns. You get what I'm saying? So we have to operate the same way Noah did. And as far as judgment or destruction, things of that nature, we also have to be obedient as Lot was. When Lot and all of them was in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the angel told Lot, leave Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says that Lot left immediately because God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So in these times that we're in, we're definitely in the days of Noah and kind of in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah repeated all over again. So now we have to be obedient as Noah was and as Lot was and all the other forefathers and prophets. Amen. So let us stay in alignment with the Lord and keep obeying his voice. All right, so let's keep reading. So what we have here. Now, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increasingly greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creep upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. So you see how God just saved Noah's life and his people's life too. He even spared the animals as well. Hallelujah. So we serve a gracious, merciful creator. Amen. And the waters prevailed upon the earth and 150 days. So just reading that alone, you just have to reflect on the things that God brought you through. You have to reflect on everything God has gotten you out of, how the Lord protected you through certain situations or certain people or certain harms and dangers. Hallelujah. God has guided his people from day one, and he's still doing it to this day. Amen. Let's embrace that and be glad in it. All right. So let's continue Genesis chapter 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters went down. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. And the 10th month on the first day of the month were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark at which he had made. And he sent forth a raven. Oh, some say raven, dove, bird, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from of the earth. And he also sent forth a dove. Okay. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from afar, from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet, and she returned to him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her into the ark, pulled her unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark. And look, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spoke to Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy son's wife with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both fowl, both foal, and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every foal, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after these kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean foal, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more thing living as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herb I have given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat it. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoso shed blood, man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man, that he made man. After you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the foal of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the token of the covenant, which I have established between me and all the flesh that is upon the earth. So that's beautiful how you see the origin of the rainbow, how God made that. And it's always beautiful when you see a rainbow outside after it's raining or it's cloudy, whatnot, after a rain shower, you just look up in the sky. And you just see God, you see God's covenant, you see God's promise. That rainbow is just beautiful and powerful. Only he can make that. Hallelujah. So we serve a creative, awesome creator. Amen. We serve his creation is just mind-blowing. Amen. So let's continue. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman. He became to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken. And he was uncovered with his nakedness within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers about it without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards. And they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of service shall be unto his brethren. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah are 950 years, and he died. So you see that whole breakdown of that situation with Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and how Noah blessed Shem and said he the God of Shem. So he was really detailed about his sons and who's the blessed one. So it's kind of interesting about those three sons. All right, y'all. So there you have. I just want to just read those few and just add a few commentary about it and just go from there. All right, so. Like I said, I just hope that you all had a strong, blessed day, and I hope that better days come for you all. And you keep getting closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we go. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the second Adam, the last Adam, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord. The atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel, hallelujah, the King of Kings, amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Life, the Light of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our Righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshaya, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the Father of Lights, the Father of the Fatherless, hallelujah. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection. Yes, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Yes, he is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. Yes, he is the word of life. He is the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, blessed, favored, loved, redeemed, forgiven, born again, new creature in Christ. You are full of grace, full of mercy, full of love, full of truth. You have new beginnings. God has great things in store for you. You're on a narrow path, and you're in alignment with the Lord, and you're putting him first forever. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. Just a little book of Genesis reading and commentary, and just some prayers out there for people out there who are going through it. Amen. All four corners of us all praise the Lord and do better. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. And I pray that the Lord just keeps doing new things for you forever and ever. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.